The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
This one is dedicated for all the workers that work 9 to 5. And you wanna party? Yeah. Hey, it's Friday. Let's party tonight. Party, baby. It's Friday, yes it is. Gonna party,
and I'm gonna party and get my groove on.
Get my groove on.
It's Friday,
it's Friday, baby. Baby, baby.
And I'm gonna party till the break of dawn.
Yes, I am, yes, I am.
Welcome, welcome, Political Bombshell Friday edition, late Friday edition. Usually I'm up early in the mornings, but yeah, I've been busy. As you know, I told you last week I'm on vacation this week, so haven't had much time to even follow the news or anything. I didn't want to. I wanted to just be distracted from the news. I'm sick of Trump, Mueller, and all the rest of it. It's like, oh, it can weigh down on you. It really can weigh down on you. But anyway, let's just get into some stuff here. Let's talk about China saying that they vow to retaliate after U.S. hikes the tariffs. So we still have a trade war going on. Is this good or is this bad? What do you think? Politicalbombshow.cf to weigh in. I say that they've been taking advantage of the U.S. for so long, and why not? Why not? I say it's about time that someone stands up to the bullies. I don't like bullies, never have, never will. So I find them to be a bully. So I say get them. That's what I say. I don't like bullies. Never have, never will. Bullies has caused me so much anguish and suffering unnecessarily when I was growing up. It's not worth it. So we'll see what happens. Small business squeezed. Why are the small businesses squeezed? Well, I'm not Apple. Small businesses squeezed by Trump's tariffs, according to this article by Bloomberg. It says, figuring out how to pay another looming tariff bill isn't the way Robert Helm would have chosen to spend National Small Business Week. Helm and his 25-employee company now faces paying a 25% duty, up from 10%, on almost half of the consumer electronics they have made in China, as the trade war between the world's two largest economies escalates. Their predicament came about all too quickly. Negotiators had appeared to be nearing a deal when President Trump on Sunday unexpectedly announced the tariff increase, which took effect 12:05 a.m. Friday, in response to what he said was China reneging on previous commitments in trade negotiations. The shocking development coming on the week the U.S. Small Business Administration. So the bottom line is battle lines are drawn. The U.S. tariffs hike on some $200 billion in Chinese goods came as China's top trade envoy, Liu, he was in Washington for 2 days of talks through Friday, while Trump said a deal is still possible this week. He's also threatened to impose an additional 25% tariff on the $325 billion of Chinese imports, China has promised retaliation on U.S. exports. So, I don't know. What do you think? Oh boy, what do you think of this? I see a picture of the Rocket Man, and he's waving the middle finger. So let's see what this is. Let's see what this is. Huh. Who's he waving the middle finger at? North Korea's Kim Jong-un orders stronger strike power. U.S. still open to talks. The leader of North Korea ordered its military to boost its strike capability as he directed another missile firing, state media said on Friday, as tensions grew over tests that appeared to show development of a new advanced missile system. Kim Jong-un's call for a full combat posture follows the U.S. seizure of a large North Korean cargo ship accused of illicit coal shipments in violation of U.N. sanctions. The increased tensions come amid a gridlock in dialogue after the second summit between Kim and United States President Donald Trump collapsed over U.S. demands for nuclear disarmament and Kim's demand for relief from sanctions. I wouldn't trust him, honestly. He's known for lying. And why release the sanctions? You release the sanction, it's no guarantee that he's going to cooperate. So I would keep the stronghold on him and keep tightening it until he pops like a pimple. I wouldn't let go. So that's my take on it. Squeeze the fat boy. Rocket Man. But who is he giving the finger to? It doesn't really say. I'm assuming it's the fingers to us. Air Force tests ICBM again. ICBM. Unarmed missile launched in test from Vandenberg Air Force Base. So, who's it for? Is it for Russia? Is it for Venezuela? Is it for North Korea? All of the above? China? Who knows? But a flare lit up the sky early Thursday as the Air Force launched an unarmed intercontinental ballistic missile from Santa Barbara County amid a round of missile launches by North Korea. So it's letting them know, you want to fire? We are firing too, and we are ready and willing and able to dismantle you, fat boy. Come on, bring it on, pot belly. The U.S. test missile launch was the second this month. So, yeah, basically it sounds like tit for tat in plain English. Tit for tat. Tit for tat. Tit for tat. Tit for tat. Venezuelan embassy goes dark. New revolution. Mexico still waiting as AMLO nears half-year mark. Average American hasn't made new friends in 5 years. I can attest to that. I haven't made a track. In fact, I could even go further than 5 years for me, personally speaking. But let's see why they say that Americans are not making new friends. And let me see if this is my reason. It says here, 45% of adults say they find it difficult to make new friends, according to the new research. Huh. Wow. Well, I really don't, I don't find it that difficult. Because in this day and age, it's very hard to make friends, especially with the division. I mean, a lot of people will not make friends with you if you're politically indifferent to them. And it really shouldn't be. It never used to be like that in the past. I'm not sure exactly what happened, that if you're liberal, you won't be friends with conservatives and vice versa, and Trumpers and all the rest of it, and Obamaers. So that's just the way life is right now. It's just very divisive. And that's not my reason, but let's continue reading the article and see why they say many Americans aren't making friends in the last 5 years. Let's see what's going on with this. It's very, very, very interesting. So, a new study into social dynamics of 2,000 Americans. That's not much, is it? Why do they only put samples of so little? It makes no sense to me. But, reveal that the average American hasn't made new friends in 5 years. In fact, it seems for many that popularity hits its peak at age 23, and for 36%, it peaks even before age 21. The study conducted by One Poll in conjunction with Evite uncovered that one of the reasons 42% of adults struggle to make friends is due to introversions or shyness. Well, yeah, shyness would be for me as well, especially like being single and I want a date. It's super awkward. I can't just walk up to a lady, "Hey baby, how you doing? You want to get with me?" Okay, that's not how I talk, but you know what I'm saying. It's very difficult. So the shyness, and then if I even get over that, and if I'm shot down, it's like a wow, it just sets you back. So that part, even with making friends, just regular friends, and not just for a girlfriend, even for friends, it's that part that gets over me. I mean, if I don't know, like, even a work environment, if they put me to work with someone, for instance, and we get to know each other through that way, and that's pretty much how I've made most of my friends, is because I will never make the first move. So I hate that. I wish I could be hypnotized into not being that way, because most of my friends chose me. And, you know, it wasn't that way growing up. I don't know what happened. Even though I was shy growing up, but most of my friends when I was growing up, I chose them. So all of a sudden, adulthood, it's like the reverse. My friends choosing me. And so I don't know if that's good or bad. I wish I could. When I chose my own friends, I'll put it this way, the friendships lasted 10, 20 years. But when the friend that chose me, the friendship lasts on average about 5 years. So what does that tell me? It tells me that maybe I'm better off choosing my own friends again. But how do I get back to that after I've been, you know, it's because of culture. The culture changed, because in St. Thomas, it's just completely different. People and the culture is different there. And people are, for lack of a better word, the honesty and integrity is much better down there than it was over here. You don't know over here if anyone have bad intentions. I mean, people might want to use you for money, or if you're, let's say, you're, I don't know, 30 and your friends are 20 and they can't get alcohol and they want to use you to get them alcohol. So, or even you got, like, maybe someone might be gay and they don't let you know, they deceive you, And then they try to get with you after you have a friendship. So it's really, the culture is so really, I don't know what the word is, not a good culture. So it's very hard to make friends over here. Other notable reasons Americans can't seem to make new friends as an adult include commitments to family. That is, could be true, definitely. I have friends who are, you know, they have a family, have a new home, and it's almost like impossible to ever see them. It is. And so that ultimately kills the friendship, because part of being friends are you do things together. And how could you call yourself friends if you don't even do anything together, or once a year, once in a blue moon, you do something? So do you call that a friendship? I don't know that I call that a friendship, really. Not from where I came from, that's not a friendship at all. But anyway, 29% is because of that. Not having any hobbies that allow them to meet new people. That could be mine as well, because my hobby, I don't need anyone around to be a podcaster or to make music when I did, or to do music videos. Like, I'm editing this music video that I did over my vacation here that's driving me nuts because I need a faster computer. But my hobbies aren't allowing me to meet anyone, because I don't go anywhere where there's a lot of people that's congregating to the hobbies that I'm doing. Like, there was a place to go where you do music videos and then you meet other producers and stuff like that, or a place to go for podcasting, you know, stuff like that. But plus, you can't be consistent with certain stuff. Like, I went paintballing with one of my closest friends. It was his birthday, and it was amazing. But it cost like so much money to do it that I couldn't go on a consistent basis and make new friends there. Forgot to turn my phone down. Sorry about that. You know, you couldn't do it on a consistent basis. So, plus, let's see. Okay, what else they got here? All right, let me turn this phone off. This is really, I forgot to turn that off. Okay, so not meeting people, that's 28%. And moving to a new city, 21%. Well, I've also, that it's also, I fall under that category. I've moved to a new city, so I have quite a bit of these that are very challenging. The shyness, moving to a new city, hobbies that doesn't include having anyone around, political stuff, they don't have that in there, but I would imagine that that's one too. But yeah, that's something. Though adults find the struggle to be very real when it comes to making new friends, they are open to suggestions from expanding their social circle. In fact, 45% of those studied reveal they would go out of their way to make new friends if they knew how or had more opportunities. For the 45% who are looking to make new friends, the best and most underrated way to do that these days is still in person. It's true. Like, some of these, like Tinder, I don't know what else is out there. Tinder, the fishing one, Go Fishing, or I don't know what you call that one, Plenty of Fish, and all these other match, all these other apps, they don't work for me, for the main reason that they are a company. let's be honest, their company, and there's so many bots on there. There's also so many companies who are throwing women on there to try to solicit money out of you. So it's no fun. Or you maybe have guys hitting on you when you're not looking for guys. You know, it's really, it's frustrating. And then the ones where, and see, if I, that's another thing with these, if I knew for a fact that they weren't scamming and robots on there, I wouldn't mind paying for my messages, but I just know that it's a scam. I'm not gonna pay to read and reply to messages and send messages when I know in my heart and heart that it's a scam, it's a business, and they're sucking money out of us guys. It's targeting, no mistake about it, it's targeting us, targeting guys. It's who they're targeting, us. So that's why I don't even try these things. I gave up on that a long time ago, which would be perfect for someone that's really shy and anti-sociable. You know, you online like that would be a great icebreaker, and then you meet in person, but it's just not good. And then you have sickos on there who will go after the legitimate women and rape and or even kill them, and then the stories get out in the media, and then real women are afraid to go on there to meet any guys because you know, they're afraid of a crime. So it's very difficult indeed. So I don't know what you can do, but anyway, it says still meeting in person is the best way. You can host a party or something more low-key, like book club or happy hour, and tell each of your guests to bring a friend, send peer pizza. I don't know what the heck that is. I found something, speaking of which, I can't even think of it. It was a place where you can meet people at parties. Like, you host parties to try out new products or whatever. So I was thinking about even doing that, but I don't know. I don't know how well it would do. Okay, you'll be surprised at how naturally social circles can come together, and at the lasting connection you can make when bonding face to face. It's true. There's nothing better than bonding face to face. It really, I feel that the phone, you know, the cell phone to be more specific, and all these social apps are killing the natural bond of friendship, because there is nothing better than bonding in real life. Even with video chat, it's still not real life. So didn't mean to go off that long about that, but it's a serious problem. Friendships are very important. Couple films sex tape in driveless Tulsa. Wow. And this is coming from The Sun, so. Reckless couple film tape, sex tape in driveless Tesla while it cruised down motorway on its own. Wow. This is, people are really, okay, they're not even that cute. Let's move on from that. Anything good? Rex Reed, Diane Keaton, senior citizen, comedy about as funny as a colonoscopy. Ouch. Ouchy, ouch, ouch. your new look is stripes. I don't know what that is. Fake Harris gets years in prison for high society scam. Radioactive remnants of nuke bomb tests found in world's oceans. Front page is UK. I don't care. Massive bears lock in vicious battle over mate on man's front lawn. And that's got to be scary. I would definitely not try to go out there and get in the middle of that. Inside China surveillance hell. All your life in the record. That's not good at all. Technology sucks sometimes. It really does. What else we got? Sarek says U.S. fleet can be destroyed with one missile. Mayor Pete woos Silicon Valley with 5 fundraisers in hours. He's not going anywhere. They're not going anywhere. Another record month for illegal immigration. Oh boy. Border Patrol agents contracting illness. GoFundMe campaign to build the wall is bust. Is what? Shocker, the GoFundMe campaign to build the wall is a bust. The story originally appeared in Right Richer, a newsletter by Will Sommer. Back in December, Washington State Trump supporter Joshua Grenet donated a small amount of money to the GoFundMe effort to build a wall along the southern U.S. border. He wasn't alone. The GoFundMe page to build a wall to which he donated was a sensation on the right in late 2018 and raised more than $20 million. Organized by triple amputee veteran Brian Colvage, the campaign eventually morphed into a nonprofit called We Build the Wall, which promised to build portions of the wall on private land using the money it raised. Months later, there's no evidence that any construction has started, despite claims from Colvage and his allies that construction would start in April. And now Green is wondering whatever happened to that wall he was promised his dollar would fund. The lack of updates is very concerning, Green wrote in an email to Wright Richer. He's not alone. GoFundMe donor curious about what happened to the wall money. Since We Build the Wall blew their April deadline, Twitter replies to COVID and the group Facebook page have filled up with angry donors. Green started tweeting his displeasure too. Why no updates on the status of the wall? I have a feeling this is a scam. We Build the Wall is frequently presented itself as poised to start building portions of the wall on private land in February. Culver himself went further, saying in the radio interview in March that we're going to start breaking ground next month. The group had even promised to invite donors to the groundbreaking ceremony. More than a week into May, though, We Build the Wall hasn't shown any proof that any ground has been broken, and donors say they weren't invited to any promised groundbreaking ceremony. Donors to the group have begun taking out their frustration on the organization's Facebook page, which often hypes the threat of immigrants crossing the border. Show me video of the wall being built, and I'll pony up my next donation, reads an angry Facebook comment. Okay. Yeah, that's why I didn't donate to that thing either, because I just didn't know. So I don't know. I wish I could name where it is at, but we can't name it because the ACLU, these other liberal groups that want to sue us and impede our progress, Colette said, but it's actually happening. I don't know that I believe it. I don't know that I believe it, honestly. I really don't know that I believe it. What do you think? What do you think? More tigers now in cages than in the wild. That's horrible. That's really horrible. Robots thrive in forests on jobs humans find too boring. What kind of job do you think humans find boring? Let's see, in the forest. From watching pulp cook for hours on end and tracking parasite bugs on satellite photos to handle lengthy legal documents, Swedish forest company, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I don't care. I don't care. Here's something for you guys who want a longer slong. Penis extensions don't work, study finds. Oh, does that mean I have to return mines? No, I didn't. Procedures to make penises larger do not work, are ineffective and risky, and leave many men physically or psychologically scarred. With an expert saying they should almost never be carried out, and saying that men were being exploited by charlatans. There is scant evidence that the range of procedures men undergo in the bid to enlarge their penis actually produced that result, according to a review of British studies. Okay, so there goes that. Don't spend your money on these surgeries. We do know that breast implants work. But I don't know that I would want that. It doesn't look good to me, honestly. It's not that sexy. It just looks fake and not natural. So breast implants don't arouse me at all. Uber will tap user data treasure trove to become profitable. Another Facebook. Congress demands detail on NSA phone surveillance operations. What else do we have here? Holocaust survivor pities anti-Semitics. Farrakhan rails against satanic Jews in the wake of Facebook ban. This is the one thing that Facebook did that's actually, that should have been done a long time ago. You can't take off one hate group and leave another hate group on, and Farrakhan is a hater. So it's good that they took him off of there. Louis Farrakhan spoke at Catholic Church Thursday night in the wake of his Facebook ban and denied that he hates Jewish people while ranting about satanic Jews. Oh boy, this man is a full. The Nation of Islam leader spoke at the controversial blah blah blah. Okay, I don't care. He should have been banned years ago. And other sites should also ban him too. Let's see, Viacom revenue falls as it looks beyond traditional TV growth. You have to do that. Sex trafficking Mars. Huh? A film festival. Okay. That's about it. I don't really see anything else here. That's roll over German anthem erupts amid nationalism. Okay, I think I'm done. Happy Friday, y'all. Have a good weekend. Don't drink too much. Don't do what I wouldn't do and all the rest of it. Take care now. Have a good time. Bye-bye.
Political corruption cripples the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupted. Political bomb. Political bomb, so come on people, let's go. Political bomb, political bomb, so come on people, let's go.
I'm so happy it's Friday.